Well, I'm excited about our subject for this session.
我非常兴奋要谈到今天的课题。
We're going to talk about how to help people make a decision for Christ.
我们会说到如何让别人为基督做决定。
This is probably going to be our most important class of the entire series.
今天的课程可能是整个系列中最重要的课程。
Because this is where everything comes to a major point.
因为这是一个可以说是一个巅峰。
Because you can give people all the Bible studies in the world, but if they don't make a decision for Jesus, then it's all in vain.
因为你可以给一个人所有的查经课，但是他们不为耶稣做决定的话，全部都是白费了。
So let's pray together and ask God to especially be with us for this class.
所以让我们祷告，让上帝与我们在这课程同在。
Father in heaven, we thank you once again that we could gather together here.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，我们能聚集在一起。
We want to ask your special blessing to be with us this time.
我们要你的赐福与我们同在。
Help us understand what you want us to know.
让我们了解你要我们了解的。
Send angels to this place to guide us.
赐下天使来引导我们。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
以你的圣灵来充满我们。
And we ask your special blessing in Jesus' name.
这些都奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I have talked with so many church members that give Bible studies to people and they get so frustrated with it that they finally give up.
我很多次与这些给别人查经的教友们谈话，而且他们感到如此的烦躁，他们似乎要放弃了。
And the problem with Adventists today is that we know how to give people good information.
今日的复灵信徒的问题是，他们知道如何给他们好的讯息。
We know how to tell people all about the Sabbath.
我们知道怎么告诉人这些关于安息日的事。
We know how to tell them every single text on the Sabbath.
我们可以跟他们说所有关于安息日的每一个章节。
We know how to talk about the true church.
我们可以说到真正的教会。
But we often have a difficult time bringing people to a decision.
而且很多时候我们有困难的是在让别人做决定。
I see people that give Bible studies and they get so discouraged because at the end of those Bible studies that person still has not made a decision for Christ.
有些时候我看到别人给人查经，就算查完整堂课程了，那个人还是做不了决定。
And often the reason is because they have never been asked to.
很多时候是因为那个学生根本没有被问过要做决定吗？
Asking for a decision to follow Christ can be one of the hardest things to do in a Bible study, but it is the most important.
在查经课要让这学生为基督做决定是最重要的，也是可以说很困难的一件事。
And so what we want to do is look at what are the primary factors that are involved with a person making a decision.
但是我们要看到当别人做决定的时候，他们有几个主要的因素。
Everybody makes decisions.
每个人都做决定。
No matter if it's a decision to wake up in the morning or what you're going to have for breakfast.
无论是要早上是要几点起来啊，还是要吃什么早餐，我们都要做这种决定。
Everybody makes a decision every single day. In fact, hundreds of decisions.
每个人每天都会做决定，甚至做出上百上千个决定。
So there are four levels that you go through when you make any decision for anything.
当我们为不同的东西做决定的时候，任何的决定，我们都要经过四个层次的这个决定。
So we want to look at those four decisions today.
所以我们看看这
four factors involved in a decision.
当我们做决定的时候，四个层次，四个因素。
The first factor in making any decision is information.
第一个因素可以算是这个资讯。
I have to have the right amount of information before I can make any type of decision.
我需要有正确的数量的这些资讯，我才能做出好的正确的决定。
Is it possible to make a decision without all the facts? Yes or no?
没有所有的这些证据啊，没有这些的事实啊，我能做出决定吗？
Now I want to explain to you. I want to give you a real life scenario.
我要给你真实的这个情况。
Whenever I go to the store, I often like to buy.Shirts or clothes that are on sale.
可能我去逛商场的时候，我很喜欢在这些我很喜欢购买这些打折扣的衣服。
I never pay full price for anything when I go to the store.
当我去逛商场，我没有不曾买过一个没有打折扣的衣服。
I just don't buy things that are on sale. I buy things that are clearance, that are the very cheap, as cheap as possible.
通常我买的衣服都是最便宜的越好。
And so when I go to the store, one of the first places I go is to the clearance section.
所以很多时候我去的那个部门，第一个部门我去的就是那个在清货的那部门。
And I start looking at all the shirts.
我就看看那些衣服啊。
Well, I may find a shirt that costs $1.
我可能找到一个衣服是一块钱。
Now that's cheap, isn't it?
是很便宜，对吗？
But if I don't have, it doesn't matter how cheap it is, if I don't have the right amount of information, I can't buy that shirt.
但是不论多便宜也好，如果我没有正确的资讯，我没有足够的资讯的话，我就不能买那衣服了，对吗？
What are some things that I need to know about that shirt before I can buy it?
当我买一次衣服之前，我需要知道哪一些资讯呢？
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
Is it the right size?
是不是正确的那个、
right?
号码，对吗？
Is it the right kind of material?
是不是正确的布料呢？
You know, in other words, is it the right kind of shirt? Is it the dress shirt I need, or is it some kind of other shirt?
是不是我需要的这衬衫呢？还是不同的东西？
Is it the right color?
是不是正确的颜色呢？
You see, some guys can get away with wearing pink.
有些男士们可以穿粉红色。
But not me.
是我不能穿。
Okay, pink just doesn't go with me.
我不能穿粉红色。
I'm too big.
我太大只了。
And some smaller guys can wear pink, but not me.
有些比较瘦小的人可以穿粉红色，但是我非常难穿。
So before I think about buying this shirt, I have to have all the information.
所以我买这些衣服之前，我会有这些资讯。
Think about this in your Bible study.
我们在查经的时候想一想。
Before a person can understand and make a decision about the Sabbath, they have to have all the right information.
一个人能了解，一个人人能接受安息日之前，他们需要有这些正确的资讯。
Where do they get that information?
他们从哪里得到这些资讯呢？
Where do they get it?
哪里呢？
From your Bible study, right?
圣经对吗？
The Bible study that you give them gives them, provides them with the information they need to make a decision.
从你给他们的查经，他们能达到这些资讯来做出正确的并且好的决定。
Now, like I said before, Adventists are great at giving information.
就像我说的，福音信徒给别人资讯是一个非常是他们的优点。
But they often fail in carrying people past the first level of information.
但是很多时候他们只停在这第一层次。
We just keep on. It's like we back up a dump truck.
就好像我们在退后一个垃圾车一样。
And we push the button and all this information just dumps on top of a person.
然后我们就按那个钮，那个垃圾车的那个后面，就是好像那个资讯，就把全部资讯倒在那人身上。
And we share all this stuff with them.
然后我们就与这些人分享所有的东西。
But we don't know how to carry them to the next level.
但是我们不知道如何带他们到另一个层次。
So what happens is when people get information, God begins to convict them.
所以当别人得到资讯的时候，上帝开始说服他们。
And then often we just give them more information.
很多时候我们再给他们更多的资讯。
When that's not what they need.
但是当时他们并不是需要这个。
There's a couple principles when giving information that you need to follow.
当我们给别人资讯的时候，我们需要有几个原则。
We need to avoid what's called information overload.
我们不应该给他们过多的这资讯。
What is information overload?
过多的资讯是什么呢？
It's like what all these classes are, right?
就好像这些这个系列，对吗？
The Bible training camp.
这整个训练营，对吗？
So much information that my brain just can't handle it.
你有这么多的资讯，似乎你的脑筋很难装入这么多。
When you're trying to study for an exam.
那你在为考试来读书的时候。
And you wait too long before you take the exam.
你等了太久你才来考试。
In other words, you don't study until the very night before the exam.
就是说你就是可以说是临时抱佛脚，最后一晚你才读书。
Does that typically prove to be a problem for you, yes or no?
很多时候是一个问题，对吗？
Because you're trying to pack in 3 months of material in one night, it just doesn't happen.
因为你想把三个月的课程、三个月的这些资料放入你的脑袋，而且这是在一天内。
And ultimately, you crash and you want to just throw it all out the window.
最后你可能说你已经崩溃了，你想放弃了。
When you give people too much information, that can happen. They can end up actually rejecting you.
当你给人太多资讯的时候，他们可能会拒绝你，因为他们也可能会崩溃。
That's why it's important to only have a one-hour Bible study.
所以很重要，我们最多只要一个小时的查经。
Because you don't want to overload people.
因为我们不要给他太多的负担，太多的这个资讯。
There's also what's called program non-response.
还有一个可以说是已经是系统化的没有反应。
This is also very bad.
也是很不好的一个。
This happens when people receive so much information that they don't act on it. They don't make a decision on it.
就是当一个人 接受了这么多资讯，他们不用运用这些资讯，这个就叫做这系统化的这个没有反应。
A good example is television.
所以很容易的一个很简单的一个例子就是电视。
Many years ago, when television first came out.
很多年前，当电视一出来的时候
，You know, you have the old cowboy shows.
我们有这些牛仔的戏。
The good guy versus the bad guy.
好人对坏人。
And maybe they would get in a fist fight or something, but it was nothing very violent.
然后他们会当然就是这样打架，但是不是很暴力的。
And the good guy always won.
而且好人每次都赢。
But then as time passed,
但是当时间过去
，they started maybe having gunfights.
开始有这些枪战。
And maybe when somebody would shot, they would just kind of cry out and just fall over.
当有人被射中，他们就一声就倒了。
Not that big of a deal.
也没有很大不了。
But then they got to where they would show a little bit of blood a few years later.
但是几年后，他们又开始给人看一点点的血。
And then a few years later, it would get a little bit worse.
然后又更糟。
And when that first happened, people would be like, "Oh my, did you see that? That little bit of blood?"
而当他一开始的时候，别人会看，你看到吗？有那么一点的血。
But then they would get used to it.
但是他们会习惯。
And then they would get a little bit worse, and people would go, "Oh no, look at that."
然后他们就会放了更暴力的现象。
And then,
然后他们就会说，"Oh, 你看，更惨啊。
And then they would get used to that.
但是他们又习惯了。
Until it is where it is today.
直到今日的社会。
Terrible blood and guts and gore.
非常暴力、非常凶残的这些情况。
Movies that show a person stabbing someone over and over again.
我们可以看到电影，可能有一个人就拿到一支的捅，一支的捅一个人。
And people have been programmed to be used to it.
但是人们已经麻木了。
If you'd have showed that program 50 years ago, people would have been terrified.
如果你五十年前给人看这个电影的话，他们一定吓坏了。
But gradually we become numb to it.
但是慢慢的，我们对这些有这个麻木。
That's what program non-response is.
这就是这个系统化的没有反应是什么意思。
When you get so used to something that you fail to respond anymore.
因为你对这个东西是这么的习惯，你根本一点反应都没有。
And that's what happens in Bible studies.
而在查经也是一样。
If
如果
we do not ask people for decisions along the way.
我们一直以来不问别人要不要做决定的话。
If you don't ask people for decisions,
我没有让他们做决定的话。
Then eventually they get used to not making a decision.
最终他们习惯没有做决定。
And then when you finally do ask them for one, they back away from it.
当你最后你叫他们做决定的时候，他们当然是不要了。
That's why I told you before, it's better to...Have people make little decisions along the way.
所以最好我好像我之前跟你说了，最好是一路以来一直给他们做一些小小的决定。
So avoid information overload.
所以不要给他们过度的资讯。
Too much information at one time will lead to rejection.
一次过给他们太多资讯，可能会让他们拒绝。
There's two ways to avoid information overload.
有两种方法如何避免这资讯的过度。
Reveal truth gradually.
第一就是慢慢的显现这个真理。
Don't cover too many subjects at one time.
不要一次过讲太多的课题。
Take one subject at a time.
一次讲一个课题就好。
Answer the person's questions about that subject before you move on.
回答那个人对这个课题的问题才移到下一个课题。
And if they have any, and also make sure that you ask them for a decision before moving on.
而在去下一个课题之前要让他们做决定。
And so anytime, especially when you cover a very important truth, like the Sabbath or baptism or something very important, you always make sure that you ask questions to make sure that they understand.
所以当你在教导一个重要的真理，像假如说安息日啊、洗礼，你要先问清楚这些，他们有没有什么问题，而且你要给他们这些答案，你才并且让他们做决定，你才给他们。去下一个课题。
It's very easy to avoid information overload if you're careful.
如果我们小心的话，很容易就可以避免这个资讯的过度。
And then also avoid program non-response. How do we do that?
而也不要让别人有这个系统化的给你没有反应。
Make regular appeals.
就是你可以一直的给这个。
Don't wait.
呼吁，不要等待。
And also ask for a decision in every single Bible study.
而每一堂这个查经都要让他们做决定。
Too many times, church members, I've seen them get discouraged with Bible studies.
很多时候我们看到教友帮我们查经，他们非常灰心。
They'll take a lesson to a person.
然后可能给一个人一个课程。
That person will read it that week.
那个人那个星期就读了。
Then the member comes back the next week.
然后这样就下个星期就来了。
And they say, "Do you have any questions?"
他们就说你有什么问题吗
？The person says, "No."
人说没有。
Okay, here's your next Bible study.
那然后教友就说好了，这是你下一个课程。
They read it that week. The member comes back the next week.
那个星期他们又读了，那个教友下个星期又回来。
Do you have any questions?
有问题吗
？No. Okay. Here's your next Bible study.
这是你下一个课程。
And they go all the way through a whole set of 25 or 30 Bible studies.
那可能经历了这25堂、30堂的查经。
And the member just hopes that that person will one day say to them, "Boy, you guys sure do have the truth. I want to join your church."
那个教友似乎在等待那一位来到，当那个学生就会跟他说：“哦，你们真的太好了，我要加入你的教会。”
Is that going to happen?
但这件事会发生吗？
Very, very rarely.
非常罕见的，对吗？
You have to call men and women to decision.
你需要呼召别人，让他们做出决定。
So once a person has enough information,
所以当人有足够的资讯的时候
，then the God can begin to convict them about that information.
上帝就能够说服他们关于这个资讯。
In other words, they begin to wrestle with what the Holy Spirit wants them to do.
他们就与圣灵挣扎，关于他们要不要做的事。
And so you give the information, the Holy Spirit brings the convictions. So therefore, we're working together.
所以你给他们咨询，然后圣灵就让说服他们。所以我们是与上帝同工的。
It's the job of the Holy Spirit alone to bring conviction.
是唯独圣灵的工作来让我们被说服。
Some people will respond very positively to that conviction.
有些人对这个说服会有这个正面的反应。
Some people respond very negatively.
有些人会有负面的反应。
They might get angry with you.
他们可能生气。
Have you ever had somebody get angry with you when you share with them what they should do?
当你与别人分享他们应该做的东西的时候，你有没有向你发脾气呢？
People can get mad.
别人可能真的很愤怒。
Now let's go back to my shirt example.
可能到我这个买衣服的这个例子。
So I found a shirt that's the right size.
我找到一个。对的号码的这衣服
It's the right color.
对的尺码，对的颜色
It's the right style.
对的这个款式
And it's the right price.
对的价钱
All the information says that I should buy that shirt, right?
所有的资讯在说我应该买那件衣服
And so I clap my hands together.
所以就把我的手放在一起
And I reach out to take that shirt.
我就拿那个衣服
And then something comes to my mind.
然后突然间有一个思想到脑里。
What do you think that something is?
你觉得那思想是什么吗？
What do you think?
你觉得呢？
It's my wife's voice.
是我太太的声音。
And the voice says, before I left the house, don't buy anything when you go to the store except what is on the list.
那声音对我说，就是在我离开家里，我记得那声音对我说。不要买任何东西，除了那个东西是在你的这个购买的单内。
I'm in trouble, right?
惨了，怎么办
？Because everything about the shirt says buy me.
为所有的资讯都跟我说要买那个衣服。
But I hear my wife's voice in the head saying, "Don't you think about buying that shirt?"
当我听到太太的声音就说。你不要想买那个衣服。
So now I have conviction about the right thing to do.
所以我被说服有这个正确的东西要做。
What's the right thing to do?
正确的东西是什么呢
？Of course, buy the shirt, right?
那是买那衣服吗
？No, that's not the right answer.
当然不是了。
The right thing to do is to listen to the voice of my wife.
正确的事情是听我的太太的声音。
Because if I buy the shirt, I have to pay the consequences when I get home.
如果买衣服的话，我回家就惨了。
Unless I hide it from her, and I learn one time not to do that again.
除非我把那个衣服藏起来，但是我曾经做过一次，可是我学习到不要再做了。
She reached in the closet and said, "Where did you get this? I don't remember buying this shirt."
她看看衣柜里有这个衣服，她就说你在哪里买的？我没有买过给你。
I got in big trouble.
我就惨了。
And so now I'm wrestling. I'm convicted about.The fact that I should not buy the shirt, even though I want to buy that shirt.
所以我被说服，我不应该买那衣服，虽然我想买那衣服。
And I might even reason with myself.
我可能和自己理论。
I might even say, "Well, if she was here, she would know that I need it."
所以如果他，我可能说我，如果他在这里的话，他一定叫我买。
And if she was here, she would know how cheap it is. She would understand me to buy it.
如果他在这里的话，他一定知道这个是这么便宜，一定要我买。
So I reach out again.
所以我再次伸手过去。
But then I hear the voice again.
我又听到那声音了。
Don't.
不要。
And then sometimes I might even get angry with my wife, and she's not even there.
有时候我可以我生我太太的气，可是我太太都不在我周围。
And then I say, why do I have to listen to her? She's not the boss of me.
我就说，我为什么要听我太太啊？我她又不是我的老板。
But really, she is.
但是其实她真的是我的老板。
And so I wrestle with it, you see?
所以我就与这个挣扎。
I try to reason why it's okay.
我尝试理论为什么是可以的。
I even get angry with her when she's not even there.
当她不在的时候，我可以生他的气啊。
Don't we do the same thing with God?
我们和上帝是不是一样的？
When God wants us to do something,
上帝又要我们做某件事，
or not do something,
或者上帝不要我们做某件事，
we try, the Holy Spirit convicts our heart,
上帝说服我们的心，
about the information, we know what we need to do,
我们知道我们应该做什么。
But sometimes we try to reason it away, right?
但是我们尝试理论。
We try to justify what we want.
我们尝试给我们为我们自己要做的东西做借口。
Or sometimes we get angry with God.
比如说我们生上帝的气。
That's because our heart is conflicting with the right thing.
因为我们的心和我们应该做的事情在争论。
Now, I want you to understand something very important.
我要你了解一个很重要的事情。
Just because a person is convicted to do the right thing, does that mean that they're going to do it?
就因为一个人被说服要做正确的事情，代表他们会做吗？
Not at all.
不会，对吗？
When most people make the wrong choice, they know they are making the wrong choice.
大多数的人，当他们做错误的决定的时候，他们其实知道他们做的决定是错的。
But they do it anyway.
但是他们还是做。
Because that's what they want to do.
因为这是他们想要做的。
So just because a person is convicted doesn't mean they'll choose the right.
所以一个人被说服的话，不代表他们会做出正确的事。
And so what often happens is this.
所以很多时候发生的是。
With most Adventists, they give Bible studies.
其实大多数的福音信徒他们给人查经。
And they give all kinds of good information.
他们给很多的咨询。
About the Sabbath or something else.
关于安息日啊，或者不同的道理。
I often use the Sabbath because it's just one of the easiest examples.
很多时候我讲到安息日，因为这是很容易的例子。
So this person begins to see that God wants them to keep the Sabbath.
所以这个人看见上帝要他们守安息日。
But there's a battle.
他是有这个征战在他心里。
They start thinking about the fact that they have to work on the Sabbath.
他们开始想，哦，他们的工作需要他们在安息日工作。
They start thinking about all the things that they have to do on the Sabbath.
他们开始想他们在安息日需要做的事。
And there's a battle.
而这里就有一个征战了。
So what happens often is that the church member sees that that person is convicted.
所以那时候这个教友看到这个人已经被说服了。
And what do they do?
他们去做什么呢?
Instead of taking them to the next level of decision,
不是带他们到另一个层次的这个决定,
they back up that dump truck and just pour more information on them.
他们又把这个垃圾车的这个资讯啊，整个垃圾车都倒在他们车上。
Is that what that person needs?
这是那个人需要的吗?
Not at all.
不是，对吗?
They have enough information, that's why they're convicted.
他们有足够的资讯，就是他们才会被说服嘛，对吗?
And so people often, they misunderstand this concept of the four levels of decision.
所以很多时候他们误解了这个四个做决定四个层次的概念。
I'll tell you a story about two women on opposite ends of conviction.
我会跟你说到两个女人的故事。
One time I was doing an evangelistic meeting.
有一次我在做一个布道会。
And I was talking about jewelry.
我在说到首饰。
How God wants us to represent Him on the inside rather than drawing people to ourselves on the outside.
上帝要我们在内心里反映出他，而不是在外在里吸引别人。
And this one woman, after the meeting, she came up to me.
所以一个女士在布道会过后，她来到我面前。
And she was wearing jewelry.
她当然是戴着首饰。
And she said, I can't believe that you would embarrass me like that in front of everyone.
她说，我不敢相信你让我在这么多人面前感到这么羞耻。
She said, I know that you were talking specifically about me.
我知道你特定指名的在讲我。
And I'm very angry with you about this.
我对你非常的生气。
And I said to her, I said, ma'am, I knew that she was convicted, you see.
我知道她被说服了，所以我就这样说。
She was angry.
她生气了，对吗
？And I said, her name was Sarah. I said, Sarah, did I mention your name at all during that meeting?
她的名叫 Sarah， 所以我就问她 ，Sarah， 我在布道会中有讲到你的名字吗
？I said, she said no.
她说没有啊。
I said, did you even see me look at you during the meeting?
我说在布道会中，你有看到我看你一眼吗
？She said, well, no.
她说没有什么看。
I said, did you see that this is something that came right out of the Bible?
然后我就问他，你有看到这个是从圣经出来的道理吗
？And see, before she had gone on for like 10 minutes, and I just listened to her and smiled.
因为之前他就一直讲了十分钟了，我只是对他微笑。
So she said, "Yes, I saw that it was from the Bible."
所以他说，我看到这是从圣经来的。
I said, "Then rather being angry with me, do you suppose it's possible that it was God that was speaking to your heart?"
所以我就跟他说，与其对我生气。你想想看，是不是上帝在对你说话
？And it was him that told you to take it off.
而是上帝叫你把这些首饰拿掉。
And she was quiet for quite some time.
她就安静了一会儿。
And she says, "Yes, I believe you're right."
她就说，我相信你说的是有道理的。
I suppose it was God.
我相信这是上帝在说服我。
See, sometimes people get defensive. They get angry.
有些人开始有这个攻击性，或者他们开始感到非常生气。
And we have to explain to them why they're feeling that.
我们需要给他们了解为什么他们有这样的感觉。
Now quickly the story of Mary.
很快的，我们说到玛丽的这个故事。
I was preaching on the same subject.
我在讲到一样的故事，一样的课题。
The same sermon, a different time.
一样的讲到，但是不同的时候。
And Mary always came to the meeting. She had big earrings and big necklace and bracelets and all kinds of stuff.
玛丽每次来布道会的时候，她有这个很大的耳环啊，很大的项链啊，手镯啊。还有很多不同的首饰啊。
And I always showed her love.
我就每次啊，展现给她我的爱。
Never said anything about it.
我当然不会用攻击性的话啊来说哈。
But I just preached the message on it, just like I do every other time.
所以就像每一次一样，我就讲了这场道。
And I noticed I would Mary was sitting over here.
然后我发现玛丽可能坐在那里。
And I would preach here for a few minutes, and then I would come over here and preach.
我就在这里讲了一下子，我又来到这里讲。
I'm much more animated when I'm not being videotaped.
当我没有被录像的时候，我动作比较大。
I move around a lot more.
我动作比较大。
And so one time I came over here.
而有一次我来到这里的时候。
And when I came back, I noticed that something just looked different on this side.
当我回到这里来的时候，我发现有所不同。
So then I came back over here.
我又回到这里
and then back to this side again.
又回来
and I noticed something looked even more different.
我看见又有一样东西更不同了
Pretty soon I figured out what it was.
很快的我发现是什么了
Mary was taking off her jewelry right during the seminar.
玛丽在那个讲座会的时候，立刻就拿下首饰了
Why?
为什么呢
Because right from the Word of God, she saw it.
因为她从圣经的话语看见了
It was clear to her.
对他来说是非常清楚。
And the Holy Spirit was moving her.
圣灵在感动她。
And she responded right then.
她就直接回应了。
So different people will respond different ways to conviction.
所以不同的人对被说服有不同的反应。
Now, if a person is resisting,
如果一个人在抗拒的话
they need to go to the next level of the four decisions.
他们需要
levels of decision.
这四个决定的四个层次的下一层。
And that is desire.
这是这个欲望。
In other words, this is a place where a person sorts out their own feelings versus what God wants them to do.
所以这是一个阶段，那个人需要想看他自己的感情，然后他们看看自己的决定，应该做的决定。
Something has to happen before they are ready to make that decision.
他们需要发生某件事，他们才会做出这个决定。
The desire to do what God is calling them to do.Must rise higher than their own desire to keep doing what they're already doing.
要跟随上帝，要做上帝要他们做的欲望，应该远远超过他们感情所在告诉自己，他们心所在告诉自己应该做的事。
So how does that work?
所以如何的运作呢
？There are many different Bible texts that can bring information, conviction, and desire.
有很多圣经章节可以给我们资讯，可以给我们说服，可以让我们有这欲望。
We want a person's desire to increase.
我们要一个人的这个欲望来增加。
To follow Jesus.
我们要他们跟随耶稣的欲望增加。
Now, when you think about a Bible text on the Sabbath,
当你想想关于安息日的章节
，What kind of Bible text would bring information?
什么种章节会给你这种资讯呢
What tells me about the Sabbath?
什么会说到安息日呢？
Exodus chapter 20, right?
出埃及记二十章对吗？
Verses 8 through 11.
八到十一节。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
要铭记安息日，守为圣日。
Six days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God.
要劳碌六日，而第七日是你耶和华的圣日。
In it you shall do no work, etc., etc.
在里面你们不应该工作等等。
So that gives me information about the Sabbath.
所以它给我关于安息日的资讯。
Now, what about conviction?
但是说到说服呢？
What is a text that would bring conviction to a person?
什么章节会给一个人说服力呢？
So maybe a person has enough information, but they don't feel like God is, like, they don't feel like it's important enough for them to keep it.
可能一个人有足够的资讯，可是他们觉得不够重要。
I often want to use what I call Jesus as the motivating factor.
很多时候我要用这个原则是耶稣为这推动力的因素。
This is a great principle to help people see how important it is to follow God and what He's calling them to do.
这是很好的原则，让别人看见上帝要跟随上帝是如此重要的事。
You can often use the Bible to do this. It's very powerful.
很多时候我们可以用圣经来这样做。
I ask them to turn to a text. I'll give you the most famous text I use.
我就让他们翻到一个圣经章节，我可以给你最出名的章节。
John chapter 14, verse 15.
可能约翰福音十四章十五节。
Does anyone know that text?
你们谁知道这个章节吗？
Jesus says what?
耶稣说什么呢？
If you love me, do what?
你们若爱我，就什么？
Keep my commandments, right?
就必遵守我的命令，对吗？
And so a person says, I don't think it's that important to keep the Sabbath.
所以一个人说我不觉得要遵守安息日是这么的重要。
So I don't argue with them, I let Jesus tell them.
所以我就不与他们争论，我让耶稣对他们说。
I say, please turn to the text, John 14, 15.
所以我叫他们翻到约翰福音十四章十五节。
And I say, please read that text.
我就说叫他们读那个章节。
So they read it.
他们就读出来。
And I say to them, what is Jesus saying here?
我就问他们你觉得耶稣在这里是说什么呢？
They obviously say, if you love me, keep my commandments.
他们大家说你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Then I say to them,
我就对他们说，
if is the Sabbath one of the Ten Commandments?
安息日是十诫中了吗？上帝的命令之中了吗？
What do they say?
他们说什么？
Yes, right?
是啊，对吗？
Then I say, if I do not follow Jesus by obeying everything he says, then what does that say about my love for him?
所以如果我不以遵从他来跟随耶稣的话，这如何诉说我对他的爱呢？
What do they say?
他们说什么？
It doesn't say very much, does it?
就说明我不是真的很爱耶稣，对吗？
It shows that my love is not strong for Jesus.
很多时候是展现我对耶稣的爱不是那么的深。
So what has to happen for that person is this.
所以对那个人要发生的事是这样的。
They have to see.
他们要看见。
They have to see that if they are not obedient to Jesus, then it will conflict or risk their relationship with Him.
如果他们对耶稣不遵从的话，他们就会冒着与他的关系为危险的，就是他们就会冒着这个危险，就是与耶稣的关系破裂。
And once they see that, it will bring conviction to their heart.
当他们看见的时候，他们的心就会被说服。
Once they see that their relationship could be, there could be friction there if they do not follow what Jesus asked them to do.
当他们看到他们与耶稣的关系应该，如果他们不遵从的话，会有摩擦的时候，他们就会跟随了。
Can you see how that Bible text does that?
你可以看见这个圣经章节如何做到吗？
There are many Bible texts that will do this.
当然有很多圣经章节会有如此的做到。
What are some other ways that I can increase desire?
还有什么方法能够增加这欲望呢？
I'm going to give you four quick ways you can do that.
我可以给你四个很快的方法。
All right, number one.
第一，
I present to people the benefit of inner peace versus outer turmoil.
我给人看到心里的平安的比外在的这混乱还重要。
And this is how I present it.
这是我如何说的。
Suppose there's a man who wants to follow Jesus, but his wife is giving him a difficult time about it.
可能有一个人要跟随耶稣，但是他的太太就一直在给他困难。
I remember once this man who his wife said, "If you join this church, then I'm going to leave you."
我记得曾经一个男士说过， 他太太说如果你参加这个教会的话我就离开你了。
And I talked with him.
我就对他说话。
And I said, brother, let me explain something to you.
我就说兄弟让我跟你解释一样事。
If you walk away from Jesus now,
如果你现在离开了上帝
I'm not telling, your wife may or may not leave you. I would never tell you to leave your wife. I never tell anyone to go against their family.
你的太太可能或不可能、或可不会离开你但是我不是叫人、离开他们的妻子当然
But I simply asked them to follow Jesus first.
我只是先叫他们跟随耶稣
And I said, you may walk away from Jesus to have peace in your home.
你说你可能要离开耶稣为了是家庭的这个平静
But that peace is only going to be temporary.
但那平静只是一下子了
And you may have peace in your home, but you'll never have peace in your heart.
你可能在家里有平静，但你心里的平静永远不会得到。
The only way to have peace on the inside is to follow Jesus all the way.
唯一得到内心的平静就是一直的跟随耶稣。
And when you do that, you have the opportunity to bring peace to your whole home by being a witness for Christ.
而当你有这个心里的平静的时候，你能为整个你整个家人做见证，因为你可以把。
Then I say to him, won't you have the peace that passes all understanding?
我就说你不要得到这个、越过所有理解的平静吗
Won't you walk with Jesus?
你不要和耶稣一起走吗
Won't you choose him and bring peace not just to your home but also to your heart?
你不要选择他让把平静带入你的家里，并且把平静带入你的心里吗
？Would you like to make that decision for Jesus today？
你愿意今天为上帝做出这个决定吗
？See what I do is I show him, I present to him what's going to happen if he walks away from Christ。
我做的是我给他看到，如果他离开上帝的话，他会得到什么
？I'm showing him that the better decision is to follow Christ and have peace in the heart。
我给他看最好的决定就是跟随耶稣，然后。心里得到平静。
The second one I present to people is the benefit of happiness.
第二个益处我给他们看到就是得到这个喜乐的益处。
Jesus said he came to give us life and life more abundantly.
耶稣后来是给我们生命更丰盛的生命。
And so someone may be struggling to make a decision to follow Christ.
所以有人在与要不要跟随耶稣做挣扎。
I'll say to them, what can you imagine yourself doing 100 years from now?
我对他说一百年后你觉得你应该在做什么？
Walking hand in hand with your family.
和你家人同在。
You know, I can't imagine that there is anything more important to you than to know that your family has true happiness.
我不知道你有没有什么更重要的，好比对于你的家人，你们能够一起的有喜乐，真正的喜乐。
And he says, and the man says, yes, you're right.
那人说对了，你说的是对的。
I said, do you think there's any way for your family to have true happiness other than for them to be safe in the arms of Christ?
你觉得除了他们、安稳的在耶稣的怀里，还有什么办法得到真正的喜乐吗？
The world cannot offer the happiness that Christ offers.
世界不能给他们耶稣赐予的这个喜乐。
Won't you make the decision today to follow Christ and let him give you that true happiness?
你今日不会做这个决定来跟随耶稣吗？
And they often say yes.
他们当然说我要。
The third one I share.
第三个。
Is the benefit of a heavenly home.
赐予一个似乎是天国的家的这个益处。
I present to them all the wonderful, joys of heaven.
我给他们看天国的这些喜乐。
I talked to them about the tree of life.
我跟他们说这生命树。
I say, can you imagine standing below the tree of life with your family, picking the fruits and eating them?
你可以想象你与你的家人在生命树底下，我们采那果子一起吃。
Can you imagine walking hand in hand down by the river of life?
你可以想象一起走在这个生命的河流的旁边吗？
Can you imagine having that mansion inside that heavenly city?
你可以想象你在天国里的住处。
And to spend eternity with the God that created you.
与一个造你的上帝同处吗？
Can you imagine what heaven's going to be like?
你可以想象天国将会是怎样的？
And they say, and they're just like, you know, I typically do it more dramatically.
当然我是比较可能比较戏剧化的在说。
But you get the point.
但是你了解我说的是。
And so they're just amazed, and I say, "No, I can't imagine anything greater."
他们就想，我不能想象有更好的事。
Then I say to them, "Is there anything in this life that is worth missing out heaven for?"
我就问他们这个问题，就是你们这今生有没有任何事能够与天国交换的呢
？Is your job worth missing heaven?
你的工作可以与天国交换吗？
Is the alcohol you drink worth missing?
你喝的酒能与天国交换吗?
Are your cigarettes worth missing?
你的烟能与天国交换吗?
Is there anything at all worth missing out on heaven?
是否有没有一样东西使你能与这个天国交换?
Jesus offers you heaven today.
耶稣今天赐给你的是天国。
Won't you make the choice to follow him?
为何不做这个决定跟随他?
Amen?
Amen.
Present the benefit of a heavenly home.
要给他们看有这个天国的家的这个益处。
And then lastly, the benefit of forgiveness and freedom from guilt.
最后就是得到饶恕和从愧疚得到赦免的这个益处。
So many people are carrying around all this guilt.
很多人一直背负着这个愧疚感。
And they feel like God would never forgive them.
他们会认为上帝永远不会饶恕他们。
So I tell them how much God wants to forgive them.
所以我就对他们说上帝如此的要
I remember just very, very recently,
可能最近我记得一件事,
a man came to me and talked to me about his life.
一个人来告诉我他的生命,
and he's been married for like 30 years.
他已经结婚了大概30年,
and he's been committing adultery on his wife several times.
而他已经有婚外情好几次了。
He felt so guilty.
他如此的愧疚,
he felt so discouraged.
他如此的灰心。
And he told me he thought about, he actually tried to kill himself.
对我说他曾经尝试过自杀。
And he said, is there any way that I can get rid of this guilt?
他说有没有方法能除去这愧疚感呢?
I said, there is a way.
我说有个方法。
There's only one way.
只有一个方法。
That's if you're willing to put this sin away, confess your sins, and give your life to Christ.
但是如果你要把这个罪除去,然后认这个罪,
And so we talked for a while and he began to cry.
所以我们就开始聊了几句话,他就开始哭了。
And I showed him from the Bible how God wants to take away his shame.
我从圣经上给他看到上帝要如何的带走他的愧疚感。
I showed him Joel 2:24-27.
我给他看约珥书第二章二十。
And God says, I'll take away your shame as if it was never there.
上帝说,我会把你的羞耻拿掉,似乎它不曾存在。
And he decided right then that he would accept Christ.
而他就在此,他就决定接受基督。
And he was free from his guilt.
他从他的愧疚中已经得释放。
Acts 22:16.
这个使徒行传22章16节
says, why do you tarry? Why do you wait?
说为什么你要等待呢? 为什么你要延迟?
Arise and be baptized.
起来并且受洗。
Wash your sins away, calling on the name of the Lord.
洗净你的罪要呼叫上帝的名。
We can receive freedom from guilt when we trust Christ.
当我们相信基督的时候,我们能够得到从愧疚中的释放。
So when you meet someone that's struggling with this, present that to them.
所以当你遇见与自己这种事情挣扎的人,你要鼓励他们,你要呈现给他们这些真理。
These four ways in which that you can increase their desire.
有这四个方法,你能增强他们的这个欲望。
You want them to see that the benefit of following Christ is much greater than the consequence of not following him.
你要让他们看看跟随耶稣的益处好比
And once they have that desire increased, then they will lead them to the last one, which is action.
当他们的欲望增加的时候,他们会到最后一个层面,层次就是行动。
So in your appeal,
所以在你的呼召,你的呼吁中,
I'm not saying that you should present all of those four things I just showed you.
当然不是说你要呈现所有的四样事情。
But depending upon the situation of the person, you should know which one to choose.
但是看着情况,看着那个人,你就知道如何选择。
Now, I want to show you five questions that are powerful.
我要给你看到五个问题是非常有力的。
And calling a person to decision for Christ.
能够让这个人为基督做决定。
These questions get right to the point.
这些问题直接到重点。
Suppose again, I'm studying the Sabbath with somebody.
可能又再一次我与一个人在研究安息日。
I finish the information part.
我说了这个资讯的部分。
Then I ask them this question.
我就问他们这个问题。
I say, was this new to you?
这个对你来说是新的吗?
That tells me their background with whatever subject I've studied with them.
这告诉我他们的背景,关于我跟他们讨论的课题。
So you can use these questions with any subject.
可能他们可你可以用不同课题，你也能够说到这个问题。
So I say, was the Sabbath new to you?
我说这个安息日对你来说是新的吗
？They might say, Oh, I've never heard that before in my life.
他们可能说我一生都没有听过安息日的道理。
They might say, No, my grandmother was a Seventh Day Adventist, and she kept the Sabbath.
他可能说哦，可能我祖母是个复灵信徒，她守安息日。
Does that information help me know how to talk to them from then on out?
这资讯能够让我更加
It does, doesn't it?
好的，跟他们沟通可以吗？对吗？
So the next question I asked.
所以第二个问题我问的。
Was the seventh day Sabbath clear to you from the Bible?
第七日的安息日在圣经中清楚的向你解释吗
？What does that tell me if they have enough of?
我会看到他们有足够的什么呢
？Information, right?
我会看到他们是否有足够的资讯，对吗
？If it wasn't clear to them,
如果不是清楚的话
，then can they be ready to make a decision, yes or no?
他们能够啊准备好做决定吗
？Is it possible?
能够吗
？They won't make a decision if it's not clear, right?
如果这个资讯不清楚的话，他们不会做决定。
So I asked them, "Was it clear to you?"
所以我就问他们，这个对你清楚吗
？If they say no, what do you think I should do?
如果他们说不的话，你觉得你应该做什么呢？
Back up and what?
应该回去做什么呢
？Answer their questions. See if they need more information.
回答他们问题啊，看他们需要更多资讯吗
？Once I've asked their questions,
当我问他们
or answered them,
当我回答他们的问题之后
and they understand everything and it's clear to them, then I move to the next question.
他们了解这些问题的时候，我就下到另外一个问题，第三个问题。
Have you considered or begun thinking about keeping the Sabbath?
你曾经想过，或者你有考虑过要开始守安息日吗
？That lets me know what their attitude is about the Sabbath.
这让我了解他们对安息日的态度。
They may say, "Oh no, I would never do that."
他们可能说，哦，我永远不会守安息日。
Then should I progress with the decision question?
我就继续的讲其他的问题吗
？No, it'd be quite hard, wouldn't it?
不能的，对啊，会很困难。
So I need to find out what's standing in their way.
所以我就要看看什么在阻碍他们。
So I ask another question.
所以我就问另外一个问题。
Do you sense God calling you to begin keeping the Sabbath?
你没有感到上帝在呼召你做出这个决定呢
？What does this tell me about this person?
这个对我来说可以看见。
Are they what?
他们态度是什么
？Are they?
他们是否什么
？Convicted.
他们是否被说服了，对吗
？And if they say yes, I sense God calling me to do this. I know that there's conviction in their heart.
所以如果他们说是，我知道上帝在呼召我做这件事，他们有被说服吗？
If they say no,
他们说没有的话
then I need to have a Bible text that will bring conviction to them.
我需要给他们一个圣经章节，让他们被说服，对吗
？What will bring conviction to them about the Sabbath?
什么圣经章节会给他们这个说服的能力呢
？John 14,
约翰福音十四章十五节，对吗
？If you love me,
如果你爱我
，keep my commandments,
去必遵守我的命令。
All right.So then the fifth question is this.
所以第五个问题是这个。
If they say it's clear to them,
如果他们说是清楚的。
If they sense God calling them to do it,
如果他们感觉到上帝在呼召他们做这个决定。
Then I ask the final question.
我就问他们最后的问题。
Is there anything today preventing you from making the decision to follow Jesus in this?
今日有什么事物阻止你做这个决定呢？
Aren't these powerful questions?
这些是很有力的问题，对吗
？It takes you right through the four levels of decision in just a matter of 2 minutes.
直接的两分钟内就带领你到这三个阶层。
If they say, "Well, I can't make that decision today because I work on the Sabbath."
如果他们说我今日不能做这决定，因为我在安息日工作。
Remember the question from before that you can ask them.
记得你能问他们之前的问题。
If this was not a problem for you, would you then? Keep the Sabbath.
之前我说过，你应该问他们问题是：如果这个不是，如果你的工作不是问题的话，你会遵守安息日吗
？If they say yes, then that's good.
他们说会的，就是好了。
Then you work to help them get off on the Sabbath.
你就帮助他们尝试在工作的时候，在安息日可以休假。
If they say no,
如果说不是的话
，then say what would prevent you?
就问他们什么会阻碍你、啊、
？What's keeping you from this decision?
什么会让你不做出这决定呢
？You know what's right from the Bible.
你从圣经中看到什么是对的了
？You know God's calling you to do it.
你知道上帝在呼召你做这件事。
What stands in your way?
什么在阻止你
？Don't be afraid to ask people questions.
不需要害怕问别人问题。
Were any of these questions, were they threatening to you?
这些问题对你来说有威胁性吗
？They're not threatening, are they?
这些问题是没有威胁性的，对吗
？But they're very direct.
但是非常的直接。
Does that make sense?
是不是有道理的呢?
So don't be afraid to ask these questions to people.
所以不要害怕对向别人问这些问题。
If they trust you, they'll be willing to answer them.
如果他们信靠你的话，他们相信你的话，他们就会回答。
Now before we close, I want to share with you four appeals that you can share.
我们结束之前，我会给你四个例子如何向别人呼吁。
Four appeals that anyone can give.
四个每个人都可以给的这些呼吁呼召。
In other words, what an appeal is an attempt to move the heart of a person to follow Jesus.
呼吁或呼召是要感动这个人的心，让他们去跟随耶稣。
In other words, you want to touch the heart of that person.
就是说你要感动那个人的心。
And you do it by a story.
也就是靠着故事啊。
Or by something.
或者可能不同的事物。
A personal experience or anything.
个人见证啊，是任何事。
But something that will move their heart to want to follow Christ.
但是会感动他们的心，让他们想跟随耶稣。
The first type of appeal is the goodness of God's love.
第一种呢，呼吁是上帝的爱的好。So
I might do it like this with the person.
所以可能我与这个人这样子说。
Brother Bill.
可能Bill弟兄。
God loves you so much.
上帝是如此的爱你。
The Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God gave His only Son so that you could live.
上帝在约翰福音3:16节说，上帝赐他独的独生子，好让你能活着。Can
you see Jesus on the cross?
你能看见耶稣在十字架上吗?
He's beaten.
现在已经很脆弱了。He's
bloody.
现在血淋淋。Tears
and blood and sweat in His eyes.
眼中含着血，含着泪，含着汗。A
crown of thorns pressed upon his head.
荆棘冠被压在他的头上。Breathing
very shallowly.
非常短的呼吸。Pierced
hands and feet.
他的手脚都被刺穿。And
as he hangs upon that cross.
当他在十字架的时候。There's
one thought on his mind.
他脑里只有一个思想。There's
one precious thought that holds him there. That keeps him on that cross.
唯独一个思想，一个思念，把他还保留在十字架上。
No matter how much he has to suffer,
不论他要受多少的痛苦,
he stays there.
他还是留在那里。
Why?
为什么呢?
What is that one thought?
那唯一的思想是什么呢?
It's you, Bill.
就是你啊, Bill.
The fact that you would be in heaven with him.
就是因为你能在与他的天国的那个思想。
He was willing to suffer just for you.
他愿意为你而受苦。
Bill, how can you turn away from such love?
Bill, 你如何拒绝如此的爱?
From such mercy.
如此的恩典。
From such goodness.
如此的好。
Bill, won't you give your heart to Jesus today?
Bill, 你何不今日就把你的心献给耶稣?
Won't you follow him and commit your life to him?
你何不把你今日的生命献给他?
He's done so much for you, Bill.
他为你做了这么多。
Would you throw all that away today by walking away from him?
你今天愿意这样就离弃他吗?
Knowing all that he's done for you, how can you possibly say no?
你已经知晓他为你做了一切，你还要离弃他吗?
Bill, will you make that decision for Jesus?
你愿意为耶稣做这个决定吗?
Is that heart moving?
是非常感动人心的,
it moves the heart, doesn't it?
被感动人的心,
because Bill now sees a picture of Jesus dying on the cross just for him. It becomes real to him. It becomes alive.
对他变成真实的，变成活生生的一幕。
Share God's goodness with those, with people.
要与人们分享上帝的爱。
Paint a picture of them, for them, and it will move their hearts.
把他们描述，让他们看见一个景象。
The second example of an appeal is the example, or I'm sorry, the influence of example.
第二个呼吁的例子就是可能说, 就是说身为榜样的这些影响。
I love this text, Romans 14:7.
罗马书14章第7节。
And this is what it says.
罗马书14章7节说道,
No man lives to himself, and no man dies to himself.
这里说到我们没有一个人是为自己而活，也没有一个人为自己死。
That's a powerful text.
是非常有能力的章节。
In other words, no man is an island.
就是说没有人是独自的。
Every decision we make affects other people, is it not true?
我们每次做的决定都会影响每个人。
Anything that we do may change our attitude and change how we treat people.
我们所以做的事会改变我们态度，我们改变我们处事处人的态度。
I often use this appeal on parents.
很多时候我对家长做出这样的呼吁。
And I say to them something like this.
我就对他们说这样子的话。
Let's say I'm just speaking to a man named Jim.
可能我说我对一个名 Jim 的人说话。
I'm using all these American names.
我在用这些美国的名字。
I say Jim.
我就说 Jim.
Your family looks up to you.
你的家人都看待你。
Your family depends on you.
他们都依靠你。
What your little kids see you do, they also want to do.
你的小孩子看你做什么，他们也要做。
And Jim, you're wrestling right now with the most important decision you could ever make in your life.
Jim, 你现在在挣扎的这个决定是你很有可能你一生做最重要的决定。
There is no bigger decision than to follow Jesus with your life.
除了跟随耶稣，没有再大的决定了。
And it is likely that if you walk away from this decision to follow Christ, your children will also probably not make that decision.
如果你做这个决定，就是你要离开上帝的话，你的孩子们也很有可能跟随你。
What they see dad do is what they're going to do.
他们看见爸爸所做的事，他们也会做。
Jim, you have the power to influence your children for good.
Jim, 你能够以一个好的榜样影响你的孩子。
You have the power to create an opportunity for them as they get older to choose Christ.
你能有这个能力，当他们成长的时候，让他们选择基督。
If you want your children to be in heaven, Jim,
如果你要你的孩子在天国里啊，
then you yourself need to make this decision for God.
你自己就要需要为上帝做出这个决定。
This doesn't just affect you, but it affects your whole family.
这不但影响你自己，也影响你全家。
And you have the opportunity to lead your family by the hand right through the gates of heaven.
而你有这个机会，你有这个能力，直接引导你的家人到天国的门。
I know you're a good dad, and you want what's best for your children.
我知道你是一个好爸爸，你要给你孩子最好。
Won't you set the example for them by choosing Jesus today?
你何不选择耶稣为他们做出最好的决定？
See how powerful that is?
你看见这是如此的有力的吗？
See, I'm not manipulating him.
我不是在操纵他。
I'm simply showing him the importance of the decision that he makes.
我只在给他看他做的决定的重要性。
Very important.
非常重要。
The third one, real quickly.
第三个很快的我们说到。
The power of choice.
就是选择的能力。
Joshua 24:15.
约书亚第24章15节。
Says, choose ye this day whom you will serve.
说到你今日要选择你要跟随的是谁。
If the Lord is God, choose him.
说若耶和华是你的上帝你就跟随他吧。
If Baal is God, choose him.
若巴力是你的神你就侍奉他。
I often present this to people that are like wavering. On the fence.
很多时候我把这个呼吁用在这些一直在犹豫不决的人。
And I say, man, God is calling you.
我就说上帝在呼召你。
You cannot ride the middle of the road. You cannot ride the fence.
你不能坐在篱笆上。
You have to choose Christ.
你要选择基督。
You got to choose one way or the other.
你要选择一边或另一边。
God is calling you to choose him today.
上帝在呼召你选择他。
What is your choice for him?
你今日的选择是什么？
I often use this when I need to be serious with someone.
很多时候当我需要严肃的时候我就做了这个。
Maybe they've been putting this decision off for way too long.
可能他们一直的很久的一直不要做这个决定。
And I say, choose Christ today.
我就对他们说今日是选择基督。
And then the last one.
还有最后一个。
The danger of delay.
延迟的危险性。
Matthew 25:10.
马太福音二十五章第十节。
It's so difficult.
非常的困难。
To wait on that decision.
要等待这个决定。
Too many people are willing to wait.
太多人肯去延迟了。
But we are not guaranteed tomorrow.
但是我们的明天不是肯定的。
And that's often what I tell people.
而这是我很长时间跟别人说这句话。
There was a man.
有一个男人。
Who my friend was studying with.
我的朋友与他在查经。
And he said to him, you need to follow Christ. Make the decision to follow him.
我朋友对那个人说，你今日就要决定与跟随基督。
And the man said, oh, I have all my life to choose.
那个人就说，我有一生能够决定。
But I can't choose today.
我今日就不要决定。
That next week.
下个星期,
the craziest thing happened.
最疯狂的事发生了。
A tornado came through his house.
一个龙卷风经过他的家。
Destroyed his house and killed him in the house.
摧毁了那个家，并且他就死在那龙卷风里。
He didn't have the next opportunity to choose Christ.
他已经没有下一个机会选择基督。
He didn't have the next time to think about it.
他没有下一个时间来决定。
Because his life ended.
为他的生命以及结束。
We are not guaranteed tomorrow.
我们的明天不是肯定。
The Bible says, choose ye this day whom you will serve.
圣经说今日你就要选择你要侍奉谁。
Today is the day of salvation.
今日是救恩之日。
And when we are giving Bible studies,
当我们给人查经的时候
we need to realize something so important.
我们需要察觉如此重要的一件事
that the Bible study we give this person could be their last.
就是我们给人别人的查经可能是他们最后的查经
Their eternal life can be on the line.
他们永生可能就在你的手里
And if we don't call them to follow Christ,
如果你不呼召他们来跟随耶稣的话
they may not have another chance.
他们可能没有再次多一个机会
I don't want to run that risk, do you?
我不要冒这个险，你呢？
I want to say, Lord, use me.
我要说主啊，用我。
To make appeals to people.
用我向别人做这个呼召。
I don't care how uncomfortable I feel about doing it.
我不管我有多么的不舒服要做呼召。
My uncomfortableness means nothing compared to their eternal life.
我的不舒适比起他们的永生不算什么。
They may be losing it all that day.
他们可能那一天就失去了永生。
It's up to you and I to present to them Christ.
而是看着你和我是否愿意呈现基督给他们。
And to call them to choose him.
并且呼召他们选择基督。
How many of you today want to say, Jesus?
你们谁今日要说耶稣啊?
Use me, amen?
用我。
These four appeals, anybody can give them.
这四个呼召每个人都能做出。
It doesn't matter how much experience you have, you can simply share these things with people and it will move their hearts.
无论你有多少经验，也能够让他们能够有这个感动的心来做这个决定。
Step out in faith and trust God and see what great things He'll do. Amen?
以信心的脚步踏出去看看神做了伟大事情。
How many of you just want to say, God, use me to do great things for you?
你们需要说上帝用我做出这些伟大的事情。
Lead people through the four levels of decision.
引导别人进入这四层面的这个决定。
Take them through the questions.
让他们讲，问他们这些问题。
Give the appeal to move their hearts.
并且给他们这呼吁，让他们感动他们的心。
And call them to follow Jesus.
并且呼召他们跟随耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven.
天父上帝。
We thank you that you have made these things clear to us.
我们感谢你的向我们显明这些事。
We're thankful that you have called us to be a part of this great work.
我们感谢你呼召我们成为这工作的一部分。
To call men and women to follow Jesus.
呼召男女们来跟随耶稣。
We pray that you'll give us the boldness of the apostles in the book of Acts.
我们恳求你给我们使徒们的这个勇气。
The wisdom of angels in heaven.
天使们的智慧。
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵的能力。
This is our desire today.
这是我们今天的欲望。
And we ask you to lead us in Jesus' name.
引导我们，奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.